Sherlock Holmes, with his funny hat and pipe, is one of the most famous detectives in fiction of all time. He is the hero of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's detective stories and is well known all over the world. Conan Doyle wrote 60 stories about Sherlock Holmes, and a lot of them became films. One of his scariest stories is The Hound of the Baskervilles. It is an exciting crime thriller set in southern England in 1889. According to Conan Doyle, Sherlock was born in 1854, and even as a boy, he was interested in strange crimes. At the age of 21, Sherlock started working as a detective and helping people to solve mysteries. He visited the crime scenes and examined them carefully. Then he met both the witnesses and the suspects and asked them questions. Finally, this great detective used all his collected evidence and he always found the guilty person. Sherlock Holmes' best friend was Dr. John Watson. Dr. Watson helped Sherlock solve his cases. Sherlock Holmes retired in 1904 and moved to Sussex. He spent the rest of his life on a farm, but nobody knows exactly when he died. However, a famous fan of his insists that he died in 1957. At the age of 103. And many people like to believe this. But what would Sherlock be like today? To get an idea, you can watch the popular TV series Sherlock. Sherlock, Benedict Cumberbatch, and his dear friend, Dr. Watson, Martin Freeman, wear modern clothes now. But they are still trying to solve strange crimes or help the British government.